ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. I'm taking a look at some photos right now. My friend Reva Trammell, city councilwoman on the south side of town, 8th District. She did a great walk around in the district with Chief Rick Edwards and the command staff from the Richmond Police Department. And it's just nice to see. It really is. The chief is, I think, is a good guy. I really, really do. What a difficult assignment that is. But they're doing some great work, and I'm always happy to see them out and about. All right, we've got so much that we're dealing with, and you know that Facebook just shut down a group. I think it was about 60,000 people who were all organizing to attack ICE agents and their families. I've got to give credit to Meta, Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook. They actually shut it down. I wanted to reach out to my friend and our regular guest, Tony Pham, to sort of weigh in on this. He, of course, is now with the America First Policy Institute. He's a thinker over there. Is that your official title, thinker, Tony? Great thinker, great mind?
Jeff, the thinker in charge. I love that title. I think I'm going to get my business cards changed to reflect that. Great suggestion.
There you go. If anybody knows about this stuff, as I said earlier, it's you, Tony. The lived experience, first of all, coming to the United States as an immigrant, the entire family, those photos of you as a little boy, my gosh, you're adorable and you're terrified, clearly. You are, it's just such, I love looking at those photos and then what you've done giving back to our nation and serving in the highest levels at ICE. So, what's your reaction to this Facebook group?
It's horrible, right? And I want to have a robust conversation in the short period of time that you and I have right now about the genesis of why there's such, you know, violence out there against ICE agents and ICE officers and our immigration enforcement personnel. We cannot allow accountability to escape. And we must place it squarely on the shoulders of the individuals within the liberal left, mm-hmm. who have built an environment of with vitriol that has painted the officers who are husbands, wives, fathers, sons, and daughters, who swore an oath no different than your local police officers to enforce the laws that Congress here in this instance passed. And so we're looking at people like former vice presidential candidate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, calling ICE officers modern-day Gestapos. Mayor Michelle Wu from Boston And I'm sorry to bring up Boston, Jeff. I know you love Beantown, but that mayor up there is horrendous in likening ICE officers to NSC 131, which is also known as a neo-Nazi radical group. It's all of these words that these elected officials use their platform to spew out there in the public space that has built up and built up and built up this environment of violence until you get something like July 4th, right, which is the ambush and attack at the Prairie Land Detention Center down in Alvarado, Texas. Right. And I say that only because finally, the Justice Department is beginning to also hold those individuals accountable. They were just indicted. Two of those individuals were just indicted. And that needs to happen more. We need to have individuals, one, holding the folks who are spewing this hate that is creating this environment of acceptance to treat our law enforcement personnel in a particular fashion with violence. I mean, we're looking at the fact that we have DHS issues a bulletin now that immigration officers have bounties on their heads up to $50,000 to take out a high-level Border Patrol chief. Are we as a society willing to accept that we can now put bounties on local police officers? Is that okay? I would say no, that is not. And we need to hold the people who are spewing this hatred accountable for creating an environment that endangers our honorable men and women in law enforcement, such as our immigration enforcement officers.
Well, Tony, if somebody has placed a bounty on the head of these agents and these officers, we know that we can find them and arrest them and prosecute them. But what about the Tim Walzes, the Michelle Wus, who are saying that immigration folks are Nazis and Gestapo? Is there really a legal avenue to prosecute them, or is it all public opinion?
Yeah, it's legal, then there's the political, right? I've lived that life, the operational, the legal, the operational as the ICE director, the legal, obviously, as the PLA for ICE, and then there's the political as a political appointee for the president twice now. And so for individuals who want to hide behind the First Amendment so they can characterize our ICE officers and our ICE agents in a particular way, that's fine. But those individuals have to answer to the people in their district. And so I say these things when you find people, and I'm going to say it, you find people like Jay Jones who are going to make those comments, those horrific, horrendous comments about a mother holding their child as they die. Jeff, I had protesters come to my house while I was in Washington, D.C. to target my wife and kids, and that was only their second day at school. And I'm reading those texts from this guy who this boy, I'm sorry, who wants to act like a juvenile and put texts out there that evinces such violence against innocent children, and he still wants to be the Attorney General of Virginia. Do we trust him to exercise the proper judgment to fight for victims when he's advocating for some children to be victims? And I'm sorry, but for folks like the Senator Tim Kaine to say he places those texts in conjunction with the knowing the gentleman for 25 years and 25 years comes out on top, really? Really? Condemning the words, I get it, but not holding him accountable enough to say, do you have the proper judgment? See, when he sat in the House of Delegates, right, Jay Jones, and he served, right, he would appoint judges. He would be part of the team, I'm sure, that would vote judges up and down. You don't think that they would look at a person's judgment, temperament, and demeanor to determine whether the individual has the moxie and the chops and the temperament to serve?
That's right.
The people of Virginia probably should do the same test for this gentleman to find out and determine whether they want someone who wished a mother to hold their child to die has the proper temperament. Now, that's the conversation. I go back to what my original point was. Those individuals with a platform of elected office make those comments, create those hostile environments, those violent environments. And you know who pays for it? Our men and women on the front lines.
That's right.
Our law enforcement officers on the front lines, ICE enforcement officers, ICE agents, CBP officers. They're the ones, they too are mothers.
That's right.
They are too our parents. but they're the ones who are suffering the consequences from elected officials who don't know how to govern themselves like adults.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's an amazing situation. Let me remind everybody, Tony Pham is joining us. Tony is a senior fellow over at the America First Policy Institute. Of course, his career just goes on and on in terms of service. Assistant Secretary up at DHS, the ICE Director, Principal Legal Advisor, working for Sheriff C.T. Woody, the last good sheriff the city of Richmond had, running a jail in his spare time. I mean, an amazing guy. Tony, you did bring up Jay Jones, and I wanted to discuss that as well. We're just a couple of minutes away from the what appears to be the one and only debate between our incumbent attorney general, who I think is a hell of a guy, Jason Meares, and Jay Jones. Now, a lot has been made not only of the threats, which are absolutely vile and disgusting, but apparently he also lied to a judge out in New Kent County about where he was doing his community service for that outrageous speeding ticket. Put on your legal counsel hat for a second, counselor. Are any of these things worthy of being disbarred in this Commonwealth?
Jeff, I did serve some time on the state bar's disciplinary board, so I really would like to say that that's going to be left up to individuals out there who are on the current service of the Virginia State Bar to make that determination. But the facts are going to have to play itself out because you said it appears. I don't know what the true background is on whether there's a record of that. But I think when you lie to a judge, if that's the case that happened, there are some consequences that flow from that. And there should be consequences that flow from that. But let's remember, judges are – I love our judges. I think we have some of the best in the nation here. But they are appointed by members of the General Assembly.
Yep. No, that is a great point. Tony Pham joining us. Tony, when I see some recent numbers, and I'm not sure if you saw them because they just sort of came out today ICE, DHS has had this big hiring push, right? There's been all sorts of great bonuses. The number I saw today is that there have been 175,000 applications submitted for the jobs. Now, that says to me that there are plenty of good, decent, honorable people who, even in the face of this nonsense, are still willing to serve.
No, absolutely. Those numbers are fantastic, right? Because I think that's an indicator to the general public that there is a large, quiet majority that still support or have always and will always support proper immigration enforcement in this nation by virtue of the numbers. And that what we're hearing and seeing are from the radical left, a handful of folks like Antifa, who want to create hostilities and disruptions in our communities. And they're empowered by people who have elected office who say stupid things. Let's just put it out there. They just say bad things, and it's not very wise. to say that about our officers. And it's horrendous. And I think the vitriol has to stop, Jeff, because, you know, while I may have faced a protest and these folks came up to my property door and they were spewing a lot of misbegotten stuff, mm-hmm. what I'm witnessing now in 2025 is it has now graduated to actual physical violence, where people are taking shots, like in September, where this guy took a shot at randomly just fired rounds into an ICE office. You know, and unfortunately and tragically, some individuals died. And thankfully, our law enforcement officers did their duty, and I saw videos of it where they shielded those individuals, right? These are, think about that. And your listeners should hear this. We have ICE officers who are being targeted by this would-be misbegotten assassin shooting indiscriminately into the ICE building. And there's images of these officers shielding the very migrants that they arrested to enforce the law. And that should tell you everything you need to know about the men and women of ICE.
It absolutely does. It speaks volumes. Tony Pham, it is always a great pleasure to have you here, sir. That is Tony Pham, wonderful guy, now a senior fellow, the America First Policy Institute. Of course, his dedication and devotion to the United States of America really is without parallel. One of the best, Tony Pham. It is 5:49, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.